Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I prefer to put a little more thought into what I'm saying. Most of the time. Sometimes it's stream of consciousness off the cuff, but not generally hot taking. That's, to me, everybody does that, including the guy who sits on a bar stool in whatever town in America and rattles off his theories that are based on generally fandom, emotion, being irrational and illogical and getting carried away in the moment. That's what hot takes are. Hot takes are not well thought out analysis or arguments or have any intent to produce reasonable discussion. And I know a lot of sports fans in the moment, in the emotion, they don't really want to have a logical discussion. Which makes me a target a lot of times when I try to be reasonable. And I'm okay with that. I feel like hot takes from radio hosts very often put you at the same level as a fan sitting on a bar stool. And if that's the type of analysis that you want to deliver, awesome. That's not me. It just never has been me. Which is really funny because I'm an emotional girl, just not when it comes to work. And football's work, so I try to be the voice of reason. Are you ready? I'm fully cognizant that many of you may not be ready, including the Eagles fan who sent me a tweet a few hours ago telling me to shut up, dumb broad, and make a sandwich. I don't know when make a sandwich became an insult for a female. Actually, I have a husband who makes great sandwiches, but whatevs. He was apparently mad over the fact that his team lost and I was the easiest target. The one with the least amount of accountability, right? He probably couldn't say that to his wife if he has one, or his daughter if he has one of those. So I fully understand that some fans are not ready for thoughtful analysis, but I'm going to deliver it anyway. Fair warning. Spoiler alert. The Eagles did not lose because Saquon Barkley dropped a third down pass in the final 2 minutes. That's not why the Eagles lost. Is it easy to make him the target? Sure. It's about as easy as that Eagles fan telling me to go make a sandwich. Saquon Barkley can say that it's his fault and that he feels terrible and he's going to carry this. And that's what most athletes would do. Of course. When I played college basketball, if I missed a late free throw, or I missed a layup, or I turned the ball over, or I didn't have a defensive assignment, or I didn't do what I was supposed to do with my defensive assignment, yes, I would feel the same way. But that's not actually true, nor is it accurate. This is one of our house rules here on After Hours, and I know producer Pete's still figuring them out. He may or may not agree with me, but it's all right. I don't need people to agree with me to know that I am on to something. No game ever comes down to one play. No game ever comes down to one moment, one call, one bad call, one good call, one pass, one drop, one snap. Nah. Would it have been terrific for Saquon and the Eagles if he'd caught that third down pass? Likely would have had the first down. They would have been able to run out the clock. Was it a decision by Nick Sirianni to throw the ball instead of run the ball? But why is that drop by Saquon Barkley any more damning for the Eagles than allowing Kirk Cousins to knife up your defense in a minute and 5 seconds and move the ball 70 yards in order to have the go-ahead touchdown? Why is it more on Saquon Barkley than it is on your Eagles defense? Or why is it more on Saquon Barkley and not on the Eagles defense or Jalen Hurts, who has plenty of time left in the final 40 seconds of this game to get his team into field goal range, and he throws a pick? Or how is this more Saquon Barkley, not the Eagles defense, not Jalen Hurts, who throws the pick in the final 40 seconds, than it is on Nick Sirianni for calling for the Eagles to go for it on 4th and 4 on their second drive of the game when they could have put points on the board? It's crazy how fickle football fans are, right? People are lambasting Dan Campbell for not getting his field goal team on the field in the final couple seconds of the first half in the Bucks-Lions game on Sunday. Why? Because they left 3 points on the field. And see, I understand how that can change things moving forward. But again, no game ever comes down to one decision. Did they leave 3 points out there? Sure. Did they go 1 for 7 in the red zone? Yeah. So the Lions left a lot of freaking points out there. It wasn't just those 3 at the end of the half. Why is it that the 3 points that they didn't get in the first quarter of this game matter more than don't matter, in the eyes of fans, but Saquon Barkley's drop does? That to me is irrational and illogical. Again, I know why Saquon is going to take the blame for it, because he feels like crap. He could have potentially helped the Eagles run out the clock, but it's not like the game was over. They were still leading. They were up. After another short field goal, they were still ahead, 21-15. The Falcons can't win this game if they don't march right down the field and score a touchdown, which they did. Oh, I guess that's on Saquon Barkley too. Come on. And I understand why Giants fans think it's funny, because Saquon's made a big deal of not feeling wanted by the Giants, not feeling like he got what he deserved from New York, and instead going to their arch rival. So I get that. I get why Giants fans are having a field day with it. But if you're actually an outside observer with no rooting interest, I think you should be able to see how this game does not fall at the feet of Saquon Barkley. It's just too easy. It's too hot takey. Don't be a hot taker. Be like us here on After Hours. Although, as I say, I'm not sure if I can include producer Pete in that, because he may very well be a hot taker. Producer Pete, are you a hot taker?
I have strong opinions on things, but I am not a hot taker.
Strong opinions is one thing.
Yes.
Hot taker is just off the cuff, essentially out of your butt a lot of times.
Yeah, none of that. I like to think my thoughts are very well thought out.
They're well planned.
Well planned, thank you.
If you can defend your argument, hot takes generally collapse upon investigation. They get popped like a balloon with a pin stuck into it.
I think what you were saying though is the deeper story, and that's Sirianni and his the way he laid out this entire game. I think that's something that comes into question, and it goes back to his issues that he's had in previous seasons and how he finishes games and just how he manages a game.
I mean, I know that the Eagles go for it a lot on fourth down since Sirianni took over. But fourth and four is not a candidate for a tush push. Fourth and four, when the game is scoreless and you're there at, I think they were on the 9-yard line maybe. You don't take the field goal there and everybody kind of dismisses it like it's no big thing. And yet somehow those 3 points tacked on to your 5-point lead in the final minute. That doesn't add up. You can't pick and choose. Well, sports fans do. Gosh, politicians do too. You pick and choose who you blame and when. It's a team game. It's a team game. And all of these various moments, they add up. They have a cumulative effect. But I do find it humorous that people are shining the spotlight on Dan Campbell, who admittedly said he made a mistake. They're shining a spotlight on Dave Campbell's decision or his mistake in getting the field goal team on the field at the end of the first half, because those 3 points were so critical. But in the Eagles-Falcons game, those 3 points, not so critical in the first quarter. I can't keep up with you all. You're kind of crazy. Maybe I should go make a sandwich. I do like sandwiches.
You had a nice sandwich before the show.
Well, here's the thing. The Falcons earned this. They did a lot wrong, too. Let's be honest. This was not a well-played game for a good portion of it. In fact, you may have noticed that the first 2 weeks in the NFL, there's a lot left to be desired. But are we not through 2 full weeks in the NFL? Boom, baby. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We could still use your votes. Final few votes for the After Hours Monday MVP on our show Twix at Amy After Hours, but also on our Facebook page. So you can weigh in there and we'll give you the big reveal coming up a little bit later on the show. Also, we're going to give you the candidates for TD of the week. And then we end up revealing that on our Touchdown Tuesday. So I love it when we get through another weekend of football. And now we can exhale and kind of sift through the rubble. But yes, congratulations to Raheem Morris earning his first win as the head coach of the Falcons. Remember, he waited a while to get back into head coaching. He was with Tampa Bay and it didn't go so well in his first head coaching stint. But typical of the NFL, especially when it comes down to the final few minutes, it's dramatic reality TV show fashion. So Raheem and Kirk Cousins earning their first wins with the Falcons in 2024. You can find me at A-Law Radio or again on our Facebook page. I've seen a bunch of your answers to our question of who's most embarrassing in week two. Could you add the Eagles to that? So we'll continue with some of the reaction. I did watch the Mannings, Peyton, Eli, and special guest Bill Belichick in the first half. He was wearing a suit and tie. He was doing some other TV, but it's jarring. Not only to hear him be a chatty Cathy, but also to see him in a suit and tie. Who are you and what have you done with Bill Belichick? But honestly, I really am glad he's taking a break from coaching because I feel like we benefit. I love his stories. They went back. So Peyton and Eli went back and asked him about the Super Bowl against the Falcons when he was with New England, about the Super Bowl against the Eagles when he was with the Pats, right? These are really interesting perspectives that he never would have given us at any other point. He's not giving us these stories if he's still coaching in the NFL. Of course not. So I'm telling you, I wonder as he continues to, is that mean at some point he's not going to go back to coaching? Because football, it would be, it's the game's loss. But he is really good. I learn a lot from listening to him. It's clear that Belichick has forgotten more football than most of us will ever know. And also, he and Peyton and Eli have learned how not to step on each other nearly as much. It was much better in week number two. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Excited. So we have a couple of minutes here before we have to get to our break. Why don't we start out with the beginning of this Monday Night Football game? And a couple of things we found out. A.J. Brown, of course, not playing. He's going to be out a couple weeks is what he told Lisa Salters on Monday Night Football. But not a serious injury, only that he is expected to be out for a couple weeks. And there are a bunch of injuries that we're going to have to talk about here in week number two. So this was Devontae Smith's game. He was the top target along with Saquon Barkley. But early on, both teams really struggled to get anything going. At one point, Peyton was teasing Bill Belichick about how much he loves punts. I love punts. And so there was a lot of that early on and some questionable calls. So a scoreless first quarter, but it did, thankfully, mercifully, start to pick up in the second quarter.
Barkley is in. 11th play of the drive. 7 of Atlanta. Shotgun snap. Second down. Goal. Hurts. Catches on. There's a line drive. Caught. Leap in the back of the end zone. Underneath the crossbar. Devontae Smith of the Falcons. Leaping high with his club hands above his green helmet. Underneath in the back in the middle. A 7-yard strike. And the Eagles have taken their first lead with 5:15 to play in the second quarter.
Devontae Smith, the former Heisman Trophy winner out of Alabama. 7 catches, 76 yards. And that touchdown with Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. I know some of you and Pete did the same thing. And I had actually seen it on Sunday. We just didn't have time on Sunday night. Were sending me the clip of Harlan doing his own update after he tossed to the studio and they couldn't hear him. This is CBS TV. And so instead he does his own update over the highlight and then tosses back to himself. Terrific. So he does TV on Sunday. He does Monday Night Football then as well on the radio, and the man never misses a beat. And during basketball, he does NBA games as well, or he did. I guess I don't know what's going to happen now that TNT won't have the games anymore, so I'm not sure about that. Anyway, he is a consummate professional, and I am such a huge fan. We definitely have to get him on the show this season. We didn't have him last year, but we want to get him again this year. He's always really accommodating. All right, so that was Devontae Smith's touchdown. And in the third quarter, we got the first of Darnell Mooney.
Final 90 seconds of quarter three. Here's Cousins, first and 10. Back foot throw. Caught Mooney! 15, 10, Darnell 5, waltzes into the end zone with a forward somersault, and Atlanta leads. My goodness.
Late in the third quarter, that's the call on Falcons radio with Wes Durham. Do you know that Darnell Mooney had 3 catches? Exactly 3 catches. One of them was the 42-yard touchdown, and if you saw it, or you will remember it, because the ball goes deep downfield or down the middle, and he is able to he does a sharp cut away from the defense, and then as he gets by them, he somersaults into the end zone. So it was clear that he had saved up his best acrobatic work for when he was desperately needed. So that was his first catch, and it was a 42-yard TD. He also played a very critical role on the Falcons' final drive. A lot of the fourth quarter was consumed by a 9.5-minute Eagles possession. And this was the classic ball control that we saw from them a couple years ago. Remember the year they went to the Super Bowl and they led the league in rushing the ball? And it wasn't just that, but they were all about the ball control. It was really about dominating time of possession, keeping the ball away from their opponents, being able to control the ball so you control the game. A 17 play, these drives became routine. This is obviously back when Jason Kelce was working with Jalen Hurts. 17 play, 9.5 minute drive that culminated with a familiar sight.
And Hurts will be under center. He's got a tight end and a receiver about a foot in back of him. He gets in a runner's stance. He gets the snap. They push him from behind, and they just bowling ball him way right over the center for six. And a one-yard touchdown run for Hurts. And the Eagles on top, 16-15.
Eagles on, that one stops abruptly. Eagles on top, 16-15. I can let you in on a little secret. In our newsroom, we're trying to train people how to cut audio in a way that does not end in the middle of a sentence. It's not going so well. It's been a rough summer for new people starting. So,
baby steps.
That's right. We want to do one thing at a time. I guess it's good that there's no echo on it. That's been a problem in the past.
That's a big one.
Or that there's actually cuts in the system. That's also been a problem in the past.
Another big one.
We want to set the bar pretty low. All right. So, as you hear with Kevin Harlan, and they did go for it. They tried the two-point conversion. It did not work. And so it was still a 16-15 game, right? I want to make sure I've got that correct. Yeah, 16-15. Wait a minute. They got the two-point conversion, and it put them ahead. That's right. Okay. There's a lots of details in this game. So they did the two-point conversion. They went up 18-15. Okay, so that was 16-15. They got the two-point. They were up 18-15. Then we get to the final couple minutes, and that's when all hell breaks loose. Okay. And on that note, that's our tease. Hell breaking loose on Monday Night Football. The NFL, the best reality show on TV. So you can find me online at A-Law Radio and also on our Facebook page. Love to hear from you. Yes, in fact, I am fired up. Not with hot takes, mind you, but just the adrenaline of the NFL. By the way, Nick Foles was in the stadium because he was an honorary captain. It was Nick Foles' night in Philadelphia. You know, he would have caught that ball. Just kidding. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you survived your Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The quarterback Cousins 5 yards away. The shotgun snap from the 42-yard line. And there's a pass downfield caught on a lunge at the 20 down the middle to 10. Breaking the tackle, Mooney at the 5. And then somersaults into the end zone for a Falcon touchdown. And they've got the lead late in the third. A 42-yard play, and Darnell Mooney with some acrobatics to take it down the middle for 6 for the Falcons.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
Kevin Harlan on Westwood One with one of the more explosive plays in this game. Darnell Mooney, we talked about it just before the break. 42-yard touchdown catch. Later in the third quarter was Jalen Hurts with the one-yard score on the tush push plus the two-point conversion. So that gave us an 18-15 game in the final quarter. And this is where it really got.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Not exciting. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. At A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. You can always find us there. And if you haven't yet cast your vote for Monday MVP, always we're interested in your input. Unless, of course, it's hot takes. Ha! Just kidding. You can have hot takes. But if all I have is hot takes, then why am I more qualified to be here in this radio studio talking to you about football than, I mean, wouldn't you just want to sit and listen to the guy next to you on the bar stool if that's what you wanted was hot takes? We offer an alternate option. So here we go. Your late twist in Monday Night Football. I've got them all written down. I just want to make sure I get the details. With a minute 46 to go, the Eagles are sitting on the Falcons' 10-yard line. So they're in the red zone. Remember, they still have that three-point lead. They're up 18-15. They get to a 3rd-and-3. And this is the faded moment. Ill-fated? Faded? I guess it could be either faded or ill-fated. We'll give you both versions of the pass to Saquon Barkley.
Hurts lines them up again. Barkley behind him. Now, Hurts is under center this time. Hurts into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped! He put it into the hands of Barkley on the near sideline, and he dropped it.
3rd-and-3, Hurts under center, Barkley the back. 2 tight ends, 4 in the defensive line. Hurts gets the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to the near side, short pass Barkley, 10, and he dropped the ball. Dropped the ball as he was turning his head on the near sideline at the 7. Turning his head, took his eye off the ball. It's 4th-and-3, and the Eagles are going to send their field goal unit out there to try to make it a 6-point game.
So you hear both versions on the Eagles radio network, and then also with Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. So the pass to Saquon does hit him in the hands. He's coming out of the flat. The ball bounces right off his hands. I don't know if it was the classic, hey, I'm moving before I have actually secured the ball. That's one that I've been known to do in basketball. I think a lot of athletes do it. You get so excited about where you're headed that you forget you got to have the ball first to go with you. But he dropped it. It's a pass he could catch a bazillion times. He dropped it. And instead, the Eagles have to settle for the field goal. All right, so they're up 21-15 with just over 90 seconds to go. Falcons start at their own 30. So they're looking at a 70-yard field in front of them on a first and 10. And here's where Darnell Mooney becomes just as valuable. I think the first completion was actually to Kyle Pitts. It moves the chains. Then 21 yards to Mooney. 26 yards to Mooney to the 12-yard line. Just like that, they are into the red zone that quickly with three long pass plays and completions between Kirk Cousins and his crew. So they get there really quickly. And Mooney both times ran really smart and sharp routes where he was able to lose his defense just enough that Cousins could find him on the outside. So yeah, they get into the red zone. There's plenty of time left. And here comes the argument about whether or not you should score right away or take time off the clock. Right? And actually, Peyton and Eli were going back and forth on the Monday Night Mannings about whether or not you should take time off the clock or you should just go ahead and score as quickly as you can. Well, it's clear that the Falcons just wanted to have the touchdown. And I kind of go with that line of thinking because, yeah, if you want to run the clock down, that's one thing. A, it kind of indicates that you don't really trust your defense. But B, if you don't have the points, who cares what happens with the clock? So I say get the points first, worry about the clock second. This is not Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, right? We're talking about Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, and it's not like they'd been terrific all night long. So anyway, there's time left. There's just over 30 seconds to go. And yeah, this is definitely coming back as a TD of the week candidate.
Here's Cousins waving London to the far side. Takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it. Drake there, caught! Touchdown Atlanta! Drake London, for the first time in 14 games, he stands in the end zone.
How about that? Welcome back, Drake London. Hopefully we can hear some reaction from him because it was pretty sweet. He did kind of a juke at the goal line when he was still facing his defender and then broke, got his defender wrong-footed and broke to the outside. And the pass was there from Kirk Cousins. Really easy pass, but good for him. He caught it, whereas we know those are not automatic all the time. And so, yeah, the crowd goes silent even as the Falcons are exulting. You can hear them. That's how quiet the crowd is. You could hear them on TV yelling.
68-degree night, a PAT of 48 yards.
48 yards.
By Younghoe Koo to break the tie. Ball put down. The right-footed kick is up, and it is good. The extra point is good. It's 22-21. Atlanta has gone up by one in a miraculous drive with 34 seconds to go.
We're going to hear all the reaction to that final drive by the Falcons. There was still one more from the Eagles. But Kirk Cousins goes 5 of 6 with a touchdown in 1:05. So I suppose the fact that he knifed up the Eagles defense was also Saquon Barkley's fault. By the way, the unsportsmanlike flag on Drake London, did you guys see what he did? So Marco Belletti's here in studio. Pete, I don't know if you saw it. He feigned that he was firing off a machine gun, or I guess an automatic rifle, in the air, like spraying bullets around, almost like something you'd see from the Taliban. And he ends up with an unsportsmanlike conduct flag. Now, and I'm being sincere here. I obviously know that he was pretending to fire off a gun. Is that somehow unsportsmanlike conduct because it's politically incorrect? I'm not really sure. He wasn't firing it at anyone. He was just firing it up into the air.
Yeah, I think the NFL just wants to stay away from any thought of gun violence on the field. I think they want players to stay away from that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. So no gun imagery. What about when it's Texas Tech, guns up? Or is that allowed or no?
You do what you want.
Because, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he went to Tech. I'm just saying they have the... Aren't there a lot of schools? There are a bunch of schools that have the gun imagery.
Yeah.
Pete, I'm certainly not alone on my island here, right? I'm just saying there are schools out there that have gun imagery.
Yeah, I think it depends upon occasion.
All right. So note to self, no firing off machine guns in a busy and full... football stadium.
I mean, you're also not allowed to spike the football after a first down in the field of play. There are just rules.
You're not allowed to do anything.
Everything. Certain things you can't do.
It's the no fun league. Well, I just wasn't sure that was explicitly written in the rules, so I guess now I know.
I will say I have not gone tooth and nail through the rule book word for word, so I don't know exactly if it was in there or not.
Well, you can. It always changes.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I don't know.
All right, so that's where we were. They had the lead up 22-21, but still, the Eagles had a first and 10, again, on their own 30, with 34 seconds to go. I kind of feel like that's more than enough time to get yourself into field goal range.
Atlanta going to bring four this time. Try to get there. Hurts is hit as he throws. Bates
pick it
talking.
Up, Jesse, baby.
Jesse Bates interception with 32 seconds left. Jesse Bates comes up with the interception. And Atlanta, in the thick of the night, has stolen one from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Once again, Wes Durham on Falcons Radio. Oh, yes, there were a lot of twists and turns. The typical dramatic reality show TV finish that is the NFL in prime time. It's wonderful. Love it. It's a bit of a drug, I would say. So, love to hear your reaction. We're going to get the reaction from Philadelphia. It's both the Eagles and the Falcons, so it's the agony of defeat coupled with the thrill of victory. Poor Nick Foles. He got lost in the shuffle. It was supposed to be his night, and it turned into a let's all blame Saquon Barkley because he didn't catch the third round. I mean, there were a bunch of drops in that game. It's not like Saquon Barkley had the only one, but you know, hot takes. 855-212-4227. I'm having fun. I hope you're having fun. Without the machine gun, mind you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Marco, who also doesn't have a machine gun.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
And we're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save with your bundle. Get a quote. Progressive.com. Eagles look to be in control, but a Saquon Barkley drop forced him to kick a field goal. 6-point lead, 139 remaining, which was way too much time for Kirk Cousins.
Here's Cousins. Waving London to the far side. Takes a snap. Kirk looks. Sails it. Drake there. Caught! Touchdown Atlanta! Drake London! For the first time in 14 games, he stands in the end zone.
Extra point good. Falcons go on the road, stun the Eagles 22-21. 70 yards, 6 plays, 65 seconds with no timeouts remaining. Call courtesy of the Falcons Radio Network. Cousins threw for 241, 2 scores. Bijan Robinson, 97 yards on the ground. Jalen Hurts threw for 183, ran for another 85, 2 total touchdowns. But it's the Falcons that get the win. Both teams now 1-1. Meanwhile, change at Carolina. Bryce Young heads to the bench. Veteran Andy Dalton takes over. His first-year head coach Dave Canales pulled the plug after just 2 weeks with last year's number one pick.
It just kind of lands on my shoulders to be able to make the best decision for our group to give us our chance, our best chance to win this week. And we focus on the weeks. We focus on the challenge at hand, and we feel like Andy gives us our best chance.
Elsewhere, Dolphins have added quarterback Tyler Huntley off the Ravens practice squad, but Tua Tagovailoa not headed for IR just yet. Head coach Mike McDaniel trying to take things slow.
You know, he's working with trainers and medical staff diligently, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you're in the protocol, and I think he's doing well today, and we take it day by day.
Now, so Rams Cooper Kupp will miss an extended period of time due to a sprained ankle. IR is a possibility. Isaiah Pacheco, the Chiefs, lost 6 to 8 weeks. He'll be placed on IR. 49ers expect to lose Deebo Samuel a couple weeks with a strained calf. Baseball, Padres took out the Astros 3-1. Guardians have bet the Twins 4-3. Mets walked it off for the Nationals 2-1 and 10. Dodgers roll the Braves 9-0. Cubs dominate the A's 9-2. Cardinals shut out the Pirates 4-0. Rockies 3, Diamondbacks 2. Brewers race the Phillies 6-2. And the Tigers clip the Royals 7-6. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227.
Third down, 3, Hurts under center, Barkley the back. 2 tight ends, 4 in the defensive line. Hurts gets the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to the near side, short pass Barkley, 10, then he dropped the ball. Dropped the ball as he was turning his head on the near sideline at the 7. Turning his head, took his eye off the ball. It's 4th and 3, and the Eagles are going to send their field goal unit out there to try to make it a 6-point game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Kevin Harlan is terrific. He brings the appropriate amount of shock and awe. I actually heard the end of the game with him and Kurt Warner, and he's exclaiming, "Nothing better! There's nothing better than this!" I love that he's a fan as well. And as I say, he brings the dramatic calls, and he's the best. He makes the theater of it on radio with his calls. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at A-Law Radio on our Facebook page, too. So we're backpedaling once again. Those final 2 minutes, there's so much in them, so much that we need to unpack and react to that we wanted to give you that call of the Saquon Barkley drop pass with about a minute and 40 seconds to go with the Eagles up 6 following a field goal. So they don't get a touchdown. They don't run more time off the clock. Part of that, though, is because they chose a pass play. A run play always takes more time off the clock. So Nick Sirianni, why call a pass and not choose to try to run the ball, which is what they done well at stretches during the game? Why choose the pass and potentially not the time off the clock?
They were running a certain defense and it, junking it up in the middle. So we're trying to go on around the outside and, it didn't work.
It definitely did not work. Now, I'm looking up on NFL Network and they're highlighting it again. Saquon had the ball bounce right off his fingertips. It's a play that is as routine gets, and he just didn't make it. It happens, right? No athlete is perfect. Not even Patrick Mahomes. None of these guys make the play every single time. But in that moment, with so much of the spotlight on him, and also, of course, with him making this jump to Philadelphia, I mean, I'm sure, easy to make him the target, but I think it's relatively unfair considering what he's done for the Eagles since he's been there, heavens, in 2 games. I just know that Giants fans were blowing up social because they were pretty thrilled at the fact that he screwed up in that moment, which is pretty twisted if you ask me, but that's what sports rivalries are all about. So Saquon Barkley feeling bad himself. Honestly, I think most high-level athletes, professional athletes, are harder on themselves than you could ever be on them.
Dropped the ball. Let my team down today. Shouldn't have put the defense in that position. Made that catch. Game's over. Relax. Went back to my old habits and just got to go back and get back to work.
Yeah, he says, I make that catch and the game's over. Maybe. But then he also points out that he has to relax and breathe and go back to his habits and going through his paces. And that is also the life of a professional athlete, or really a professional anything. I can say that's the case as a professional radio host. There are times where I screw up. I say something I wish I hadn't. My mouth and my brain are not in sync. It feels like I don't have clarity or I've not made my arguments well. Just in general, can have really bad shows that I wish I could forget all about. And the comfort to me is that, yeah, as bad as it was, I get another one tomorrow night. I get to do it again and do it better. And that's the life of a professional athlete. If you hang on to a mistake last week, well, you're bound to make more mistakes and compound the issue in your next game. But you got to flush it and you got to move on. And there are going to be these moments. Again, no athlete is perfect. Sometimes guys strike out with the bases loaded, trailing by three runs in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, that's just how life goes as a pro athlete. But Saquon goes on to say, yeah, it actually hurts more a loss like this because he feels like he had a role that he could have played.
It definitely sucks. Any loss sucks. But you know, the game comes down to a few plays and hurts a little more when you're the one who's making a mistake on that play.
Well, then I suppose it has to hurt Jalen Hurts more, too. Or maybe the defense, because there was plenty of opportunity after that to be able to seal the six-point win. Jalen throws the interception, picked off by a sliding Jesse Bates. It was quite the play. He came in from over the top. He read this correctly. Now, in addition to Bates picking that ball off and making an athletic play to snag it. How about the pressure on Jalen Hurts that forced him to get rid of the ball before he wanted to? He saw a five-man press or five-man rush, if you will. And the point was made on the broadcast that that's not typically what the Eagles had done the Falcons had done that night against Jalen Hurts. They were choosing just to rush four. And so they instead rush five, and he has to rush himself and try to get the ball downfield.
Trying to make a play down the field. He made a good play. I threw it a little too long. You got to continue to prepare in those situations and put ourselves in those positions. So I think in the end, I felt very prepared, you know, going into those moments. In that moment, we just didn't, just won our time. It went for us.
Yeah, he also said that he would trust Saquon Barkley at any point. Just as a side note, also probably not popular, Saquon had more than 100 yards, total yards. He had 95 rushing. He had 20 yards through the air. So he touched the ball 26 times and had more than 100 yards. Eagles aren't even in this game if they don't have Saquon Barkley. But I know. That's not a hot take, so it doesn't fit the narrative. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll hear from Nick Foles as well as Kirk Cousins on Nick Foles because apparently the two of them, well, they ran into each other. Or he ran into Nick's parents, maybe. I'm not sure. Kirk's ran into members of the Foles family before the game. And so he tells kind of a fun story about that. But what about that final drive? Raheem Morris, did you speak to your veteran quarterback before he went out there with, 99 seconds to play, trailing by six?
You know what? I did not. You know, because I know what that confidence looks like from practice. I know what that confidence looks like from every day walking in the hallway. I know what that confidence looks like from his process every day and learning and going out there and being his very best self. I didn't need to look at him at that drive. The team let him know, his guys. We looked at each other before the game and said, hey, we're going to go do it for each other. And that's exactly what they did.
$180 million quarterback in Kirk Cousins. And what a big moment for him. For years, people said about Cousins that he could not perform in primetime. That was the deal. Well, it wasn't just Kirk Cousins. It wasn't just the offense. It was also the defense. And Raheem Morris was thrilled with what he got from Jesse Bates.
And Jesse going out there making those type of plays for us is very important. It's the reason he's here. It's the reason our ownership went out there and put all the money into it and to what we got going on defense and offense and everything else. And it's the reason we're able to put ourselves in a position to go out there and win football games. And he's just a big part of it.
So congratulations. Quite the comeback for the Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins, what a moment. It's a little bit funny to look at the standings through 2 weeks. I got to say that. And in the NFC South, it's the Saints and Buccaneers who are 2-0. The Falcons now 1-1, and the Panthers 0-2. We're going to get to the Panthers next hour because they have made a quarterback change. Bryce Young benched by the new head coach, Dave Canales. Yowzers. 2 weeks in the books, you guys. An hour for us, but we're coming right back. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.